doubts a couple of weeks back. And then we talked about the faith of the centurion. Okay, great faith. Now today we carry on with this idea of faith, and all found in Luke chapter 7, talking about faith. Okay, and I want to say this to everyone. Okay, our faith matters to the Lord. Okay, don't miss the point. What is it that matters to the Lord Jesus Christ? What was he looking for all that time that he was ministering to people? What was he looking for? He was looking for faith. Okay, and our faith really matters. The state of our faith matters. Whether we possess faith or not matters to the Lord. You know, and sometimes we kind of don't fully understand what matters to a person. Okay, I mean, let's just help you to understand this a bit more. You know, I have to ask myself, what matters to my wife? Okay, so those of you who have relationships, you need to know, right? What matters to you, what you think is good, what you like to have, it may not be what the other person feels. Okay? So you gotta ask, what matters to my wife? Okay? So for example, I always tell her, you know, when I buy you gifts, if I were to buy you small gifts on every occasion, which is a lot of occasions, you have your wedding anniversary, then you have Christmas, then you have birthday, then you have a lot lah, okay? And then a lot of other things along the way. So if you celebrate every occasion, and if I were to give you all the small gifts, right? Then, you know, what can I buy with small things like that? What would they mean? I would rather put it all together and get you something very nice, for a year, for example. Just put, like, let me just combine it all and let me just give you one nice thing rather than, like, many small things. Okay, what do the ladies think of that? No, Rachel says no. Okay, who else? What do you think? What do you think? What is your practice? Yes, no? A small gift? I thought, why waste money? You know, you can put it all together. That's my thought lah. Who else? I'm not going to ask you who else. But that's what it is, right? So that's what I thought. I thought, okay, you know, if I give you something big and nice, that would matter very much to you. Okay? Until one day, I finally got a scolding. And I said, why? You never give me. I said, no, I told you already. I'm going to combine it all. Give it to you. No, you don't understand. It's not the gift. It's the thought that matters. Rachel. Is it agree? Or I don't know. Do you agree? The guys, you should be on my side. Okay? One gift a year. You need so many. Okay? But that's what it is. Sometimes, this is the point. The point is, sometimes we miss what matters to a person. We mistake it. We think that something else matters. Let me give you something. You know, this is a gift that you will like. That's not necessarily what matters to the person. What matters to the person is the thought behind it, right? So when it comes to our faith, you know, sometimes when it comes to the Lord, you know, we miss the point. We miss what really matters to the Lord Jesus Christ. We bark up the wrong tree. We look for this and that and the other thing, but we miss faith. And that is what we want to see in this story today. Okay, this story can be approached from many angles. It can be approached from the angle of the Lord Jesus Christ, from the angle of sin. But we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about this angle of faith today. Okay? How do we see this? It really matters. And you know what? A thought like that, it gladdens the heart, it's uplifting to the soul. But don't miss the point. Sometimes we think that knowledge matters. I'm not saying it's not important. And we just go for knowledge. I must know more, I must know more, I must know more. It's not that it's not important, but where's the faith part of it? Sometimes we think our intellect matters. Sometimes we think our skills matter. Sometimes we think the things we do matter. Sometimes we think how we serve, whether or not we serve, matters to the Lord. What was he looking for in all that time when he was ministering? You know what he was looking for? We saw this, the paralytic and the friends, when he saw their faith. Centurion, great faith. What was he looking for? This lady too. What did he say to her? Your faith has saved you. Don't miss the point. Know what the Lord is looking for. And the Lord is looking for this thing called faith. And that's what we want to take some time to explore. You know, this is an amazing story. Okay? Because this in this story, we see a faith that was really commended by the Lord. Now, this is not the great faith kind of thing that we're talking about. But there's still something there. And you notice, what will the Lord Jesus do? He will mention it. He will commend it. He will encourage that faith. You see? So that is what we are looking for. And that's what the Lord is looking for all the time. In all that we do, He's looking for the kind of faith that you, where we ought to have, should have, ought to have. Okay? So we got to cultivate this. Okay? So let's take a look at this story, for example. Look at this woman here. Okay? This is a woman who was really known as a sinner. This was her reputation. Okay? 7:37. Now we read, "And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner." Okay? Now we look at what the Simon the Pharisee said about her as well in verse 39. "If this man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him. For she is a sinner." You see, basically, her reputation is gone. Now we do not know whether she continues to be a sinner. Okay? The sin can take many forms. Okay, it could refer to a specific kind of sin. In this case here, it could also be something else. Okay, so we do not know what kind of sin exactly, but her reputation is that of a sinner. Now, was she still continuing in a sinful lifestyle? Right, that part of it we don't know. But you know, once your reputation is lost, it's gone. Okay, and this is something that is true. You know, right now most of us reputation intact. Don't ever lose that reputation. You lose it. No matter what good you try and do later on, it's gone. And that's exactly what happened to this lady here. She gained a reputation for being a sinner. Okay? Like it or not, it stays with you. This is how people saw her. This is how the Pharisees saw her. That was it. Okay? And as far as she was concerned, she was a sinner. She didn't have very much. Right? She didn't have very much knowledge. She didn't have very much really to give. But there she was there. She had a wonderful faith in the Lord. And that's what she had. Okay. So here was a woman. Okay. And she had that faith in the Lord. Okay. And the Lord mentioned it. The Lord commended her for that faith. Can a person who is a sinner have faith? And the answer is yes. If we struggle with sin, can we still have faith? The answer is yes. And that is a wonderful thought. Okay, hold that thought. Let's continue to look at what this lady was like, this woman. So what did she do? Okay, faith will always see itself expressed in the most wonderful way. So you cannot say, okay, I have faith, but you don't do anything about it. Your faith is Sunday faith. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, not much. Sunday, your faith comes out, right? And then Monday, you go back to not. No, that is not faith. Faith will always find a way to express itself. And as we call it, expressions of faith. How do you know that faith of yours is real and true? You will see expressions, wonderful expressions. Okay, take a look at this lady's expressions of faith. Look at it. Okay, 7. And there she was, right? What did she do? Number one, she brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil. Okay. Now, you know what alabaster is? You know what alabaster is? You go out to the outside, you know the lift lobby? You know the lamp? The lamp is alabaster. That thing there. Is it still there? There's a lamp there, right? One big chunky thing. You don't even notice, right? It's like we put a lot of money in that thing, nobody even noticed. But it's there. Okay? Yeah, just look up, just go to the lift lobby, then just, you'll see it's right there. Alabaster is a very beautiful thing. It's a very nice thing. It's beautiful. It's a kind of stone that is really, really very nice. Okay? And this is a jar that was made of alabaster. So this is a lady who had we read here, a flask of fragrant oil in that alabaster jar, specially kept aside, a special gift set aside for the Lord. Now that is a special expression of faith. Okay? Now, what else did she have? Take a look here, right? And she stood at his feet behind him, okay, weeping. Now, what else was it there? Tears. Tears are a special expression of faith. A heart that knows how to be broken. A heart that knows how to be contrite before the Lord. Now, that's what she had. See, that reputation that was there. Was she still in sin? Chances are, at this stage now, perhaps not. She had already learned to repent. She had already learned that contriteness of heart. You know, what I did was wrong. It was already there. And so the tears came, unbidden, right? And the tears just flowed. And she understood what that meant, that contriteness, that brokenness of heart, because of all the for the sin that had been done, had been committed by her. You see? So faith will always express itself. You notice this? Right? We see it in terms of, okay, here's a special gift. Right? Now, here comes a very natural... Now, she did not go there planning to cry. Nobody plans to cry. Everybody plan to cry? You come up here and share, you plan to cry. Nobody plans to cry. Right? Right? It's a natural expression of that faith that was there. One part of it was prepared, the gift. Now, one part of it was that just a natural expression. There she was in front of all the people that were there. Now, you must understand, a meal like that is a public thing. Okay? It is really meant to be like a scholarly discussion and people can gather around and listen to what's going on. Okay? What was she doing? She was coming out before the public. Now, remember, people knew her to be a sinner. She was coming out before them, okay, in spite of the shame and whatever else that might be said about her. Just like what Simon the Pharisee said. He said, look, this woman is a sinner. Now, that could have reflected the thoughts of many others as well. But there is an expression. There she was, that contriteness of heart, that brokenness of heart, and the tears just came. Now, that is a beautiful, beautiful expression. Watch. Part of it prepared. Part of it is just, it flows naturally. Okay? Now, what else do we see? Now, we read here. Okay? And, right? She began to wash his feet with her tears, wiped them with the hair of her head, kissed his feet, anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now, what is this? Now, we understand this to be a deep sense of humility. Why is this so? In the first place, what is it? Why did she have to do this in the first place? Do you know why? Do you understand why? The kissing of the feet. You know what that all meant? Basically, it was basic hospitality meant for a guest, not given. That's basically what happened. Right? So, Simon the Pharisee, having invited Jesus for a meal, should have given him these basic things. A servant should have come, washed his feet, right? Given him something to anoint himself, to refresh himself, basically. But it was not done. So there was a disregard, there was the disrespect for the person of the Lord Jesus. This is basic, by the way. So for a person who invites other people to come to their house, basic protocol, give water for the feet, water for the hands, let the person be refreshed before the person comes into your house. This is basic protocol. But Jesus was not given this thing. Now, the woman saw it. What did she do? She went down, became that servant for the Lord Jesus. Didn't have the water on hand. The tears were there. Used the tears. Wipe. Didn't have a cloth. Used the hair. Kiss the feet. Anoint. Now, remember, she prepared this thing. To her, if I'm going to anoint the Lord, I'm not worthy for his head, what would it be? I'm going to anoint the feet. And then she anointed his feet. Now you see that? You see the humility? Faith will always express itself. Now if you say, I have faith, but there are zero expressions, what kind of faith is that? Not much at all. Can you see this? So we talk about what matters to the Lord. You know what? It's faith. It's not your reputation alone. It's not how much knowledge you have. None of that. What was he looking out for? Faith. And a faith that will express itself most beautifully. And that just tells us how real and how precious this faith is. Now that was the woman here. And after she had completed that, and then the Lord began to speak. Okay. Now, but let's take a look at the other side. Okay. Whenever we see a person's faith, it's good to contrast it to no faith. Okay. Look at this person called Simon the Pharisee. Okay. What did he have? A good reputation. To be able to host a public meal like that is quite something. Okay. You must be a scholar of some sort to be able to host it and then to invite Jesus to come, to have some kind of standing to be able to do that. Now, that's what he had. A good reputation, knowledge, okay, and then also fairly rich to be able to host a meal. Okay. Now, this is what he was. But you know what? He had no faith. Right? Totally opposite from the woman. Basic things you fail to do. Right? Maybe you don't understand this idea of protocol as much. But you know, it's very, very significant. Certain things must be done a certain way. If you're going to have guests over, and you're going to serve up food, that food should be good. Basic things. Correct? If you want to honor somebody, that food has to be good. Certain things that we understand to be protocol. If we want to invite people who are honored into our house, right? What do you have to do? Please clean up your house first. Make sure it's in a good and proper state, right? Protocol for us, standard protocol. Standard Jewish protocol is this. Make sure the person is properly honored and taken care of. He didn't do it. You see? No faith will also be seen. Faith will be seen. No faith will also be seen. The disregard, the dishonor of the Lord was so, so, so obvious. Okay. So the Lord looked at these two people and look at the opposites that you are seeing here. Woman who had nothing except this faith. A man who seemed to have everything but had no faith. Who was the Lord? Who would the Lord commend? He compared them. And he went on to speak about this issue of sin. You know, they both sin. Now, he went on to talk and he began to commend the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, of this woman over here. Right? So he accepted the woman, okay? And he really, really encouraged her and to really carry on with this faith. And verse 50, he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Okay, and this is what we want to think about. This is what we want to look at. This is what we want to talk about this afternoon. You know, your faith really matters to the Lord. Find a faith that really is real and precious and wonderful. Look at this woman here. Sin problem, obviously. Okay, struggling with the sin problem that is there. Can a person still find faith? Can you find faith even if you struggle with this problem of sin? The answer is yes. You don't have to be some scholar somewhere. You don't. Right? You can still find faith even if you struggle with sin. And we all struggle with sin if we want to admit this and we are honest about this. We all struggle with sin. Sin in terms of how every day we struggle with all kinds of sin. It can be in terms of how we do our work, in our relationships, in our thoughts, in the heart. Sin is there. And we all struggle with this problem of sin. Okay? But you know what? Even if you struggle with sin, you can still find a very precious faith. Okay? And then let's take a look at this. If you have this faith, you can find this faith is really wonderful and real and precious. Okay? Look at this the expressions over here. You know, a faith that knows how to be contrite in heart before the Lord. When was the last time you were really contrite before the Lord? When was the last time you really looked at your life and your sins and you really wept before the Lord in contrition? When? When was the last time? You know, faith should allow us to have such an expression. That's true. Faith should cause us to see our sins for what they are. You see, these two people that we're reading here, this woman and this man, the Simon the Pharisee and this woman who was called a sinner. You know, very often when we first begin, when we first come to know the Lord, when we're first moved by His love, this heart, this faith is there. Then bit by bit, we lose this understanding. Bit by bit, we become more and more towards this idea of I'm very knowledgeable, I've got some stature, I'm quite good, you know. And then, just like this man, start to judge other people. Why this lady no good? this is no good. We start to think of ourselves in a different way. You notice that? Right? Faith tells you, please don't miss the point. Go back to what really, really the Lord Jesus is looking for in the first place. Look at the heart. A faith that will give you, that will help us understand what your heart should be before the Lord. Right? Psalm 51 tells us, a broken and a contrite heart, these you will not despise. You know what it takes to have such a response? It actually takes faith. It takes faith to have such a response. And this woman had it, right? Take a look at this. A faith that really appreciates the Lord Jesus Christ. And so she prepared a special gift. Some things are prepared. When was the last time you prepared a special gift for the Lord? Now, you may not have a whole lot of things to give. I don't think this woman had a whole lot to give either. But there was a special, meaningful gift. And this is why every Christmas, every Easter, every anniversary, as you come to worship the Lord, now I'm going to encourage you. I'm not asking you to give a lot of money and things like that. But in your own way, consider, what's your gift? Apply. The only way to find faith is to apply that faith. What's your gift? What's your special, something special to tell the Lord, you know, I really appreciate you in my life. Where's the appreciation? You notice? The man had zero appreciation. In fact, the Pharisee had dishonored and disregarded the Lord completely. That's what no faith is like. But faith will always appreciate the Lord in a very, very special way. You see, these are the things that matter. Right? These are the things that matter. Not how much you serve, where you serve, what position you hold in church, how much you know. Not these things. These are the things that matter. Look, a heart that knows how to be contrite before the Lord, number one. Number two, you really know how to appreciate. When was the last time your own heart was just deeply moved by what the Lord has done for you? When was the last time? How will you respond to that? You see? So deep appreciation. Now, this part, a faith that seeks to honor. What's the opposite of honor? Dishonor. And you know something? We have to ask ourselves, how often in life, whether there are only two things we can do. One, we can honor the Lord with what we do, how we live, or we can dishonor Him. Two things. What's your life like? You can honor Him, or you can dishonor Him. And I have to ask myself, you know, if I were to apply this message to myself, I have to ask myself, every piece of work that is done, everything prepared, whether they be for children, whether it's for you guys, whether it's for SSS4, whether it's for teens, whether it's for evening worship, whatever the case may be, I have to ask myself, am I bringing honor to the Lord in my work? Am I honoring the Lord? Because if I don't honor the Lord, I'm dishonoring Him. See? What did that Pharisee do to dishonor the Lord? He didn't do anything. Precisely. He didn't do anything. The same for us as well. How we live, how we conduct ourselves, how we serve, you know what? It reflects whether we honor the Lord or not. And here was a lady who humbled herself to be a servant. Literally a servant, right? And washed and did one of the most humble acts recorded. Washed the feet with the tears. The kiss that was given to the feet. Nowhere else can you give a kiss. What was that? A humble recognition that you are truly honourable before me. Right? You know when recently the British PM changed, right? From, you know, Theresa May become Boris Johnson. What do you need to do? What does the new PM need to do to become the PM? Right? It's called the kissing of hands. So the Queen, right? The new PM has to take the Queen's hand and kiss it. Did you know? Kiss the Queen's hand so that he can be PM. And if he doesn't do it, he cannot be PM. That's how it works in England, okay? The kissing of the hands, right? So the whole idea here is that you are the sovereign and I'm under you and only with your permission can I be PM. Now here is a kissing of feet. It's a way of saying you are truly the one whom I honor. And it's a really, really humble thing to look at. And finally, the anointing. Not the head, just the feet. My gift is only worthy for your feet. And that's it. Can you see what faith is supposed to be? Don't miss the point. Sometimes we just get caught up with all sorts of other things. The Lord is not looking for that alone. The Lord is looking for a faith that is really genuine and precious. Do you have that? Do you have such a faith to begin with? Right? A faith that is really real, that is there, that is precious, that is not lost after a while. See, the problem is after a while we all lose our bearings. We lose the point of it all. Right? We forget what it means. There was a time when we first came to the Lord, there was a time when the heart was broken, that knew how to be broken. There was a time when that appreciation was so fresh and real. Right? There was a time when we knew how to honor the Lord and we sought to do it in everything we did. What does Jesus call all these things? He calls it love. She loved much. He calls it love. Can you see? There was a time when that love was so real. Where is it today? The danger is to lose it. And you know what it reflects? It actually reflects faith. When the heart is no longer what it should be, it actually reflects our faith. Can you see the dynamics at play here? And so the Lord commended this lady, right? We're not talking about great faith or anything like that. Just telling her, you know, you have a faith that has saved you. Carry on with that faith. Keep going. Keep developing it. Let it grow. Let it become something good and strong and wonderful. The same for us today. Your faith matters to the Lord. Okay? And we got to go back to those things that really, number one, I mean, let's look at applying these things for ourselves in a very, very definite way. You know, even as I look forward towards the 40 plus 6 anniversary, I want to ask myself, can I really come before the Lord with a heart that understands, you know what, 4 years have come and gone for me training. I'm going to be ordained, right? What does that mean? Part of it, I must recognize for myself, the sin problems are still there. When are we going to admit these things? The sin is still there. 4 years in uni, your sins are still there. Right? When are we going to admit these things? I have to admit these things and come before the Lord and say, you know what? It's there. But the Lord forgives. And my own heart must be sensitive to these things. Right? Come before the Lord with humility, not because, you know, after a while we just forget. We forget. We just come before the Lord just like that. And then the appreciation is lost. Second part of it, can I have a faith that really appreciates? Now, what do I want to do? What do I want to do? I want a best special witness of what the Lord is doing here in our church, in my life, in your lives. Now, I'm going to invite a group of friends who will be coming, sponsoring a table for them to come. Please come. You know, I want to share with you what we do. Now, I want to share with you who the Lord is and what He does in our life. Now, I want them to know that this faith is something they can have too. That's what I want to do. On a personal level, I don't want to lose this appreciation that we must have for the Lord. Yeah? I don't want to dishonor the Lord in the way that I live. Remember this, you carry the name of the Lord wherever you go, right? And if the way you live dishonors the Lord, then we have done something terrible. Look at the lady, right? She came with the jar, wanting to honor the Lord, realizing along the way that he had been dishonored. How come the feet are dirty? How come he was not given the basic things he should have been given? The tears came, and automatically she went and did what she had to do. Can you see? Honor the Lord with what you do. Don't suffer that his name should be dishonored because of us. Can you see? And then finally, we talk about, at the end of it all, it's just love, you see. And love is something that must express itself in the most natural way. It's not a forced thing. It's just there. Okay? It's just there because it's just real, it's precious, it's wonderful. The Lord saw this and He said, your faith has saved you. You see, this idea of faith is not just one idea. I believe. I really believe. It's not like that. Faith has to do with humility. Faith has to do with love. Faith has to do with honor. Faith has to do with gratitude. Faith has to do with, even when it comes to the matter of sin, we also can apply faith. Do you see? It's not a standalone thing. It's just how much of it is really a part of you. You know, it will be seen. And if there is no appreciation, it will also be seen. That's how it is. Don't miss the point. You know, find this faith that is real and genuine and precious, and never lose sight of that. See, we become more and more like the Pharisees sometimes. So caught up with knowledge, so caught up with knowing things. By saying I'm equal with Jesus, I've dishonored him. That's what the Pharisee was saying. Come and sit with me. We are equals. You're not equal. You're a sinner. You missed the point. Can you see the whole idea over here? Find this faith, okay? And let this faith become something that really is a part of you. Don't lose this preciousness about your faith. Don't lose this preciousness. Don't ever become so knowledgeable, so clever, so good, so wonderful that you no longer have such a heart anymore. Don't lose that. Okay, I apply it to myself as I get ordained. Who am I before the Lord? Pastor? What am I? Do I deserve to be ordained? No, not at all. Why? Only out of the grace and mercy of the Lord. We must never lose that, no matter who you become, where you... Some of you, one day, become high flyers. We don't know. What you can be, what you can make of your life, you don't know. But never, never lose the genuineness, the preciousness of what faith should be, because that is what Jesus is looking for. Okay? Consider these things. Okay? Talk to your discussion leaders. I want you to really apply this for your own self. How can I really tell the Lord all over again that I love him? How would you do it? How would you do it this anniversary? Make it, apply it. How would you do it? I'm making my own plans. How would you do it? What would you do to tell the Lord seriously that this is your love for him? And what does he see? Not your love, not these acts alone. He sees faith. These things are a reflection of your faith. Look for such a faith. Okay? Well, let's pray. Our Father, we pray and thank you for this example that we see this afternoon, of this woman who was known as a sinner, and yet she had faith, a precious faith that the Lord highlighted, commended. And Lord, this afternoon we want to ask that you will speak to our heart. And sometimes we miss the point. We chase after all sorts of things, not realizing that you are looking for a faith that is genuine, that is precious, that is real. And we pray that you will help us to cultivate this faith in the Lord always. Pray that you will bless as we take time to discuss with our leaders. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, good. Let's collect the offering. Shi Wen is not around. Okay, come, we collect the offering first.